The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Our first weekend for this 20th Sunday is taken from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah is the second of the major prophets. He follows the great prophet Isaiah. Jeremiah was born in Anathoth, and his ministry began in the 13th year of Josiah, the king, and his ministry lasted for 40 years. He was sent by God to let the people know that if they trusted in and they turned back to God, they would realize many blessings. But if they continued on their merry way, they continued to make alliances with other nations, turning their back on God, they would experience gloom and doom. Unfortunately, the leaders did not listen to Jeremiah. Jerusalem would be overcome, and the second revolt would see the great destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. Our gospel reading is taken from St. Luke, and from Jesus we receive the painful challenge to be signs of contradiction. Lose the self. Take up the cross and follow after our Lord Jesus. Today's culture seems to foster a spirit of individualism and materialism. It insists a spirit of secularism, which is a concept of a world without any need for God. It is there not a need to be countercultural in a consumer society where the pursuit of pleasure is the supreme value, where there is too much lust for power and domination, control, where there is discrimination of almost every kind. Ironically, this secular humanism generates inhuman attitudes. The messages we receive from society disclose a number of positions alien to the teachings of our Lord Jesus. We are called as followers of Christ to oppose social injustices that deprive people of human dignity and even at times their right to life. We should join those who have a growing concern for the protection of the environment. We must uphold Christ's values about marriage and the family in the face of social evils that would destroy them, such as violence, chemical and alcohol dependency, child and spousal abuse. The Christian will set the world on fire by countercultural in this sense. Jesus knows this will cause division in our families, with our friends and co-workers, and with the powers that be. When these words were first recorded by St. Luke, such divisions were already a reality for the first century Christians. We should make clear that Jesus does not want us to be deliberately alienating of people. Jesus does not want us to be coarse, insensitive, rude, but rather, Jesus preached a gospel of peace and love, a calm, loving, compassionate, nonviolent, persistent stand for Christian values that may offend some and alienate others, but as followers of Christ, we are challenged to be faithful to God and to live the commandments.